რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4
19 საათია თბილისის დროით გრძელდება რადიო თავისუფლების გადაცემა და გრძელდება იგი ახალი ამბების გამოშვებით. შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტო ბარაკ ობამამ ცოტა ხნის წინ განაცხადა, რომ შეერთებული შტატების სამხედრო ძალებმა ახალი იერიში მიიტანეს ისლამისტური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლთა პოზიციებზე ერახში. ალიევი და სარქისიანი სოჭში ცალ-ცალკე მართავენ შეხვედრებს პუტინთან. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტის ადმინისტრაცია პროკურატურას ბრალს დებს სახელმწიფო საიდუმლოების შემცველი მიმოწერის შესახებ ინფორმაციის გავრცელებაში. შეერთებული შტატების სამხედრო ძალებმა ახალი იერიშები მიიტანეს ისლამისტური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლთა პოზიციებზე ჩრდილოეთ ერაყში. ამის თაობაზე შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტმა ბარაკ ობამამ განაცხადა და დასწინა, რომ ამერიკის არმია გააგრძელებს დაჯგუფებაზე იერიშებს, რათა დაიცვას აღნიშნულ არეალში მყოფი შეერთებული შტატების პერსონალი და ტოლვილები, რომლებიც სინჯარის მთიან რაიონში გაიხიზნენ, რათა გაქცეოდნენ ისლამისტების თავდასხმას. შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტის თქმით, არ არსებობს კონკრეტული ვადა, თუ როდის შეწყვეტენ ამერიკელი სამხედროები პრევენციულ დარტყმებს ისლამისტების პოზიციებზე. ჩვენ გავაგრძელებთ მასშტაბურ სტრატეგიას ერახში. დავისვათ ჩვენს მოქალაქეებს. საერთაშორისო საზოგადოებასთან ერთად ვიმუშავებთ ჰუმანიტარული კრიზისის გადასაჭირად. ჩვენ განვაგრძობთ დახმარებას, რათა ტერორისტებს არ ქონდეთ მუდმივი ნავსაყუდელი, საიდანაც ისინი ამერიკაზე თავდასხმას შეძლებენო, განაცხადა შეერთებული შტატების პრეზიდენტმა. სომხეთისა და აზერბაიჯანის პრეზიდენტების სოჭში იმყოფებიან ილჰამ ალიევი და სერჟ სარქისიანი ცალ-ცალკე მართავენ შეხვედრებს ვლადიმერ პუტინთან. ხვალკი სამივე ქვეყნების პრეზიდენტები ერთობლივ შეხვედრას გამართავენ. ამ შეხვედრების ფონია დაძაბულობა მთიანი ყარაბაღის გარშემო, სადაც ბოლო დღეებში სასაზღვრო ალიარში სროლა იყო დაიხოცა სომცირე 20 ადამიანი. პარასკევს აზერბაიჯანის თავდაცვის სამინისტრომ დაადასტურა სოფელ ჩინარის ცხოვრები 25 წლის სომეხი კარინ პეტროსიანის სიკვდილი, რაც გაურკვეველ ვითარებაში მოხდა. იგი ტყვედ გასულ კვირას ჩავარდა. სომხეთის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტრომ პეტროსიანის წამებასა და მკვლელობაში აზერბაიჯანი დაადანაშაულა. გამვლილ დღეღამის განმავლობაში 14 უკრაინელი ჯარისკაცი დაიღუპა პრორუსულად განწყობილ სეპარატისტთა ძალებთან შეტაკებებში. ქვეყნის აღმოსავლეთში ქვეყნის უშიშროებისა და თავდაცვის საბჭოს წარმომადგენლის ანდრეი ლისენკოს განცხადებით დანაკარგის მიუხედავად, უკრაინელმა ჯარისკაცებმა შეძლეს მიამბოხეებისაგან გაეთავისუფლებით ერთ-ერთი სტრატეგიული პუნქტი საურ მაგილის ყორღანთან ახლოს და გადაეჭრათ მათთვის რუსეთიდან მომარაგების გზა. 9 აგვისტოს დილიდანვე ისრაელის ავიაციამ განაახლა საავიაციო იერიშები, სულ 20 მეტი იერიში განხორციელდა ღაზის სექტორზე, საიდანაც ექსტრემისტებმა თავის მხრივ რამდენიმე რაკეტა დაუშინეს ისრაელის დასახლებულ პუნქტებს. ისრაელსა და პალესტინას შორის მეორე დღეა განახლდა შეტაკებები, მას შემდეგ რაც უშედეგოდ დასრულდა ეგვიპტის შუამავლობით მიმდინარე მოლაპარაკებების ზავის გაგრძელების თაობაზე. ისრაელ-პალესტინის განახლებული კონფლიქტის შედეგად ხაზის სექტორში 1900-მდე პალესტინელი დაიღუპა, უმეტესად მშვიდობიანი მოქალაქეები. დაიღუპა აგრეთვე ისრაელის 64 სამხედრო მოსამსახურე და 3 სამოქალაქო პირი. საქართველოს პრეზიდენტის ადმინისტრაციამ სახელმწიფო საიდუმლოების დარღვევად მიიჩნია პროკურატურის მიერ გავრცელებული ინფორმაცია იმ მიმოწერის თაობაზე, რომლითაც საგამოძიებო ორგანო პრეზიდენტს სთხოვდა გამოძიების ინტერესებიდან გამომდინარე გრიფით საიდუმლო მოეხსნა სახელმწიფო დაცვის სამსახურის მასალებზე. პრეზიდენტმა მარგველაშვილმა მოხსნა გრიფით საიდუმლო აღნიშნულ მასალებს, თუმცა მიიჩნია, რომ მასსა და პროკურატურას შორის საიდუმლო მიმოწერის გამჟღავნებით პროკურატურამ დაარღვია კანონი მასობრივი საინფორმაციო საშუალებების ზით სახელმწიფო საიდუმლოების შესახებ შემცველი ინფორმაციის გავრცელების თაობაზე და ამ ფაქტის შესწავლა შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტროს დაავალა. თუმცა პასუხად შინაგან საქმეთა სამინისტრომ განაცხადა, რომ პროკურატურის მხრიდან არ ქონია ადგილი სახელმწიფო საიდუმლოების შესახებ კანონის დარღვევას და პრეზიდენტი ვიღაცამ შეცდომაში შეიყვანა. მიმოწერა პრეზიდენტის ადმინისტრაციასა და პროკურატურას შორის კვლავაც გრძელდება. კარლ ბილტი ზიანს აყენებს ჩვენი ქვეყნის ევროპულ პერსპექტივას, ასე გამოიხმაურა თავდაცვისა და უშიშროების კომიტეტის თავმჯდომარე ირაკლი სესიაშვილი შვედეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრის ბოლო კომენტარს. კარლ ბილტმა საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრის პასუხად გუშინ ტვიტერზე დაწერა, რომ თუ საქართველოს პრემიერს არ უნდა მოუსმინოს ევროკავშირში საუკეთესო მეგობრებს, ეს მისი არჩევანია და გავითვალისწინებ, თუ განაცხადა შვედეთის საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა, რომელსაც ირაკლი ღარიბაშვილმა მიხეილ სააკაშვილის მეგობართა კლუბის წევრი უწოდა. თქვენ მოისმენთ რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობალი კლიკაძე გაგაცანით.
In Basnien, Visej, najbolji svjetski izbor muzike na glasu Amerike.
Everybody says the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Welcome to an encore edition of Mountain Stage.
There's a spring in the mountain and it flows down to the town.
From NPR Music and heard around the world on the Voice of America, with major funding provided by Bailey and Glasser, welcome to another Mountain Stage with your host, Larry Gross.
There's a song in my heart, just a simple little tune. But the rhythm and the melody won't leave me alone. Around the world it's just a simple sound. This world is turning around a simple song.
Thank you so much. Welcome once again to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. And we are at our home away from home at the Creative Arts Center on the campus of West Virginia University in Morgantown. We got a great show for you today. One of country music's great young voices. And she really goes beyond country music. I think Ashley Monroe will be out here during our next hour. And this is our 30th year, and we've been trying to have on a lot of the people who are our favorite artists over those 30 years, and we've got one of those tonight. Mr. Jesse Winchester is back with us for his eighth visit to the Mountain Stage. Great songwriter, wonderful singer, too. We also have some of the most talented guys that you'll ever see on any stage, the John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band, will be out during this hour, and that includes some incredible instrumentalists as well as some wonderful, wonderful California bluegrass harmonies. And two other folks who we really like a lot, Scott Miller and Raina Gellert, who are with us. And they got some fans around these parts. Scott's from over in Virginia, and Raina lives over in North Carolina now. A little fiddle and guitar and some wonderful songs. But to start us out, some other folks from over in North Carolina who have not been with us before, and they make kind of an alt-acoustic pop sound. They just made a new album called The Metrics of Affection. You might have seen them, and they've been at a lot of the great festivals over the last few years, Bonnaroo, Floyd Fest, and many others, and they have a very original sound that was influenced by 60s pop as well as a bunch of other influences from many directions, as you'll be able to tell when you hear the tunes. Please welcome for the first time to the Mountain Stage, Bombadil.
Thank you, folks. We're really, really happy to be here in West Virginia. It's great to see all your faces out there. This is a song called A Question.
Excuse me, I have a question that will make us awkward. So if you would like an awkward situation, just say, what is it, Stuart? Okay, here it goes. Excuse me, but I have a little trepidation, so I'm already a bit awkward. So if you would like an intrepid situation, just say, what is it, Stuart? Okay, here it goes. Do, do you, do you like me too? Excuse me, but I was obviously just kidding. Of course, I don't really feel that way about you. That would be so incredibly awkward. What do I say now? Excuse me, but I have a serious situation. I think my eyelids are broken. I should see nothing when I close them. But I see your face smiling up at me in Tennessee, and you're asking me, do you Excuse me, but I have a question that will make us awkward. So if you would like an awkward situation, just say, what is it, Stuart? Okay, here it goes.
Thank you.
You can't have diamonds made of gold. You can't stop from getting old. You can't put everyone you've loved into a single car. You can only go so far. But you can have me. But you deserve to see the way that you want to be. But I am fallen. You can't have 700 wives. You can't decide who lives or why the universe exploded. You can't have constant happiness. You can't rebuild forgotten bliss or mountaintops eroded. But you can have me. But you deserve to see the way that you want to be. Oh, when I walked into your room, I was so scared that you would see all the nervousness surrounding me. But now I know I was the fool for starting every single sentence in my head with we. You can't have everything you want, or even sometimes what you need, even if you need it desperately. But apple blossom, if I could, I'd carve a shuttle out of wood and fly us out beyond the breeze. All alone except for stars, I would wonder how you are the most beautiful of things. But you can have me. But you deserve to see the way that you want to be. But I am fallen.
Thank you guys very much.
Thanks so much. We got one more for you.
Throw the body in the lake and take a chance that no one finds out. And take a chance that no one finds out. Your life is stories that you fake and rake like leaves behind you. So row the boat into the bay and say you've lost your compass. Your life is pieces that you play and maybe they will trump us. Blow the kiss you never felt and doubt your wife for smiling. Love is lying by yourself, alone, awake and crying.
honeymoon. So the ribbon round your throat and coat your mouth with honey. Your life is books you never wrote, when tote only for money. Dig a hole into the ground and pound the earth in outrage. Your life is treasures that you found and drown in lakes that you've made. Show the soul you never had a fad that will not save you. Your life is hiding all the bad and sad that smiles that break you.
And rings and little things, and when he sings, but you still know it lies.
Be all that honeymoon.
Movies that you make when you would stop and you would play in the scenes, a day by day, but you still know it lies.
Be all that honeymoon.
Gone through all the facts to learn his words are rather heady. Says he's ready to go steady, but you still know it lies.
Be all that honeymoon.
Pies that you will bake when you are sitting in the kitchen. Are you listening to what you're missing? But you still know it lies.
Be all that honeymoon.
Be the first to clap when your new love must be measured under pressure, under pleasure. Just to know it lies.
Beyond that honeymoon.
Suckle on the lap of all the huts you never got. And if you're up, then it's your lot. Just to know it lies.
Beyond that honeymoon.
Do lies on the haystack. You were tied and you were tethered like a feather in stormy weather. Just to know it lies.
Beyond that honeymoon.
Be the first to crack when your new love must be measured under pressure, under pressure. Just to know it lies.
Beyond that honeymoon.
What lies beyond that mirror? What lies beyond that mirror?
From the Raleigh-Durham Chapel Hill area of North Carolina, Bombadil, the latest CD, their fourth recording on Ramsour Records, is called Metrics of Affection. You heard some songs from that. The trio is Stuart Robinson on piano and voice, James Phillips on drums and voice, and Daniel Michalak on bass and voice. And they've been together for quite a few years now, four albums, but over the last 3 years, they haven't been able to travel as much as they've wanted to because Daniel's had some physical problems, but thank goodness those are cleared up. They used to do 200 shows a year, and hopefully they'll get back into that groove again. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Major funding for Mountain Stage is provided by Bailey and Glasser, handling complex trials and appeals for both plaintiffs and defendants. Offices in West Virginia, Alabama, Illinois, and D.C., and newest office in Boston. More information at BaileyGlasser.com.
Additional support for Mountain Stage is provided by Chesapeake Energy, drilling for natural gas and oil to secure America's energy future. future, and by the Charleston, West Virginia Convention and Visitors Bureau, showing the world why Charleston is hip, historic, and almost heaven. Your adventure starts online at charlestonwv.com. You're listening to Mountain Stage on NPR. Mountain Stage is headed to Grand Marais, Minnesota again this September for two shows at the North House Folk School. Our guests include David Wax Museum, Dan Wilson, Chris Smither, David Lindley, and more. Tickets and more information are at our website, mountainstage.org.
Our next guests are, each of them is famous in his own right, and we're thankful that they got together to play a little bluegrass music. They play a lot of different styles of music, each does. Back on the bass, Mark Fain is one of the most sought-after bass players in for recording and traveling in Nashville and around. Mr. Herb Peterson here on the banjo, singing, songwriting, playing the banjo. I first heard him with the Dillards many years ago, and he's written some of the classic bluegrass songs. You'll be surprised. I think they're going to sing some during this set, or one perhaps. John Randall, another great songwriter. I know they're going to sing one of his tunes that you will recognize during this set. And the man whose name is on the band, John Jorgensen, has played with so many people in so many styles, one of the greatest instrumentalists, but as you'll hear in just a second, one a great singer also. Please welcome to the Mountain Stage for the first time the John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band.
This is a song that Herb wrote many years ago, and it's become a classic. And the funny thing is, I knew Herb and worked with him for many years, and I knew this song and loved it for many years, but I only found out recently that he was the composer of it. It's a really beautiful song, and it's been recorded by a number of different people. I used to listen to The Seldom Seen sing this song, but more recently Alan Jackson recorded it. But right now you're going to hear Herb sing his own composition, so beautiful, called Wait a Minute.
Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. How do in the road, get the music done and move along? What good does it do, play your songs for her and hear her say? Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Been good to you, but even so, she comes to you late at night's the time you hear her say once again.
Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Nights without a rest, I gotta hold on, 25 to go, and once again I'll hear you say, hey, wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love. Wait a minute, did I hear you say you're going far away again? Try to change it, I can't take the lonely nights without your love.
Very nice, sir. Beautiful. Thank you so much. We're going to do an instrumental number for you now, and I believe actually the lyrics of this song have something to do with West Virginia. Something happened here a long time ago. And we're not going to sing the lyrics, so you can make up your own, whatever you want, really. You know, it could be about whatever you want. This is called John Hardy. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Larry mentioned that all the members of the band have separate careers and different things they've done in the past. It's really just such a pleasure for us to get together, and for me especially, to play with all of these guys. And he mentioned a song of John's that we're going to do for you next. And this is a beautiful, beautiful song, and it was recorded and was Song of the Year for Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss. But he's going to sing his version for you in with the rest of us. I hope you enjoy it. This is called Whiskey Lullaby.
1, 2, 3. Put him out like the burning end of a midnight cigarette. She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watch him drink his pain away a little at a time. But he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger. And finally drank away her memory. Life is short. This time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. When we buried him beneath the willow, the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la. Nobody knew how much she blamed herself. For years and years she tried to hide the whiskey on her breast. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time. But she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head, pulled the trigger, and finally drank away his memory. Life is short, this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. Found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. Laid her next to him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la
la la la la la la.
Thank you very much. John Randall. Thank you so much.
Larry mentioned that we hadn't recorded yet, but I think we might include that one in our recording. Do you think that'd be a good idea? Okay. So all of us on stage had the big honor and privilege of playing with Mr. Earl Scruggs. And, yeah, go ahead. Because really, without Mr. Scruggs, bluegrass music would not sound anything like we know it, or we may not even still be listening to it today if not for him. So we're going to do a Flatten Scruggs number for you to end our portion of the show, and this is called Little Girl of Mine from Tennessee.
One, two, time ago when I left my home and rode down in the hills of Tennessee, left the sweetest little girl ever in this world down in the hills of Tennessee.
Oh, little girl of mine, Tennessee, I know she's waiting there for me. Someday I'll settle down in that little country town, that little girl of mine, Tennessee.
To go, you'll be sorry, dear, I know, for the way that you treated me. Well, I've traveled all around, ain't nothing could be found take the place of her in Tennessee.
Oh, little girl of mine in Tennessee, I know she's waiting there for me. Someday I'll settle down in that little country town, that little girl of mine in Tennessee.
That little mountain shack, little girl waiting there for me. Gonna see her smiling face when I open up that gate down in the hills of Tennessee.
Oh, little girl of mine in Tennessee, I know she's waiting there for me. Someday I'll settle down in that little country town, that little girl of mine in Tennessee.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thanks very much, everybody. John Randall.
The John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band, John Jorgensen there on the mandolin and singing, Mark Fain on the bass, Herb Peterson on the banjo, guitar, and vocals, John Randall on the guitar solos and vocal. Many, many songwriters right there. That's a heck of a group of a talent right there, the John Jorgensen Bluegrass Band, and they're so new together. They played together many times over the years, but they have not made a record in this configuration. Each of them has many, many other projects, and we're glad that they stopped here at the Mountain Stage. We're going to end this hour with two good friends of ours, and when we first saw each of them, they were not playing together. They were playing with different bands or singly. Scott Miller has been with us three times before. And Raina Gellert there was with us with Uncle Earl and with Abigail Washburn. As a matter of fact, we're kind of proud because these two met on Mountain Stage. They got a record EP together called Codependence, and then Raina also plays on Scott's new record called Big, Big World. Please welcome, for the first time as a duo, Scott Miller with Raina Gellert.
Thank you. Well, like most of you, I've done a few stupid things in my life. One of the smartest things I did, though, was I married a West Virginia girl. She's from a little town called Athens, West Virginia. It's in Mercer County. And when I would go and visit my relatives there, I would see a sign for a town. And it didn't just say the name of the town. It said, "The Road to Spanishburg." So I had to drive down there and see what it was about. Spoiler alert, not a damn thing Spanish about it. But it did remind me of where I grew up and where I live in the Shenandoah Valley, just a beautiful little town there on the Bluestone River, getting retired on. So I wrote him a song called Lo Siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. It goes like this. Lo Siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Well, the TV's off cause there's nothing on. All the hometown fans are in the stands since the team won state cause the coach was great. And then they hired him down in Peterstown, but he didn't win. Now he's back again. The next batch of kids could not commit. They were big enough but not that tough and thought the single wing was just a passing thing. I guess the will to win is oft forgotten when old times there are Oxycontin. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Well, the jobs were lost and the war cost. This kid came back from Iraq, had it pretty comfy cause he drove a Humvee for an old diehard in the National Guard. Thought he was safe though the town guide strafed on an occasional mortar from across the border. He'd always joke in the emails he'd wrote and tell his mom not to worry none. He was spending his time winning hearts and minds until he picked up a can and he lost his hand. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanishburg, West Virginia. Then a writer came from a magazine and wrote the whole town up for the AARP. Called it number one place to retire, so the rich folks came and the taxes got higher. With their healthy hair and their perfect spouses, they built these mansions and giant cow palaces, and the feet in the elite were all walking around with their noses up as they looked down on the people born who could not afford to live in their own town no more. Lo siento. They even renamed it Spanish Trace, West Virginia. Lo siento, Spanish West, by God, Virginia. Smile when you say that. Come on.
That's Raina Gellert right there. Thank you. I did that song last time and it was so out of tune, I had to make it right. Since I was here last, I have moved back to Virginia. I grew up in the Shenandoah Valley in a little town called Swope. And my family, we raised cattle there. And when I was 18, I left and swore I was never going to see a cow again. And here I am back. Fair warning, you can go home again. But Thomas Wolfe didn't tell you you'd have to mow your parents' lawn all over again like you did when you were 13. Anyway, I have the opportunity to, being weird, moving back, you know, since I left there at the end of high school, and I go by my high school girlfriend's house a lot. Not because I have to, I just do, and yeah. Well, and then one day I was in there, and I was like, I'm going to throw a rock through the window, you know, and... And then it hit me, everybody's moved on, I married up, everybody's happy, and a wave of acceptance came over me, so I just backed over the mailbox, went on my way. When you dance with him, you look so thin that I can almost look through you to see. When you dance with him, I see losers win, and the loser's not who they're supposed to be, not me. Good night, you loser, you midnight moonlight user. It's time for you to try to fall asleep. When you dance with him, I see you blend into who you are supposed to be. When you dance with him, the time you spend begins to turn you in to something cheap, yeah, cheap. Good night, you loser, you midnight moonlight user. It's time for you to try to fall asleep. But ain't she the sweetest thing? Ain't she the sweetest thing? Ain't she the sweetest thing to me? Midnight moonlight user, it's time for you to try to fall asleep.
Oh, thank you. That's Raina Gellert over there.
We did meet right here on the mountain stage, and I used to love the Bionic Woman when I was a kid, so I love a strong woman, and Raina was like, we should do some shows, and I said, okay, so we did some shows, and then one morning after a show, she jumped in the van and said, we should make a record, and I said, okay, let's make a record. And now she's in the band. Anyway, this is a song off our EP called Codependence. More drama, please. Called Someday, Sometime. Some days will never be enough. Some days will always be too much. Some days your work is all in vain. Some days are not worth anything. Sometimes you're called upon to help. Sometimes you have to help yourself. Sometimes the worst thing is the truth, that your best will still not do. What do you want? What do you want? You have to get it on your own. Your mother's headed to Kentucky for a while. What do you want? What do you want? You have to get it on your own. Someday and sometime. Some days you wish they just would end. Some days you'll want to live again. Some days are harder than the rest. Some days are easy to forget. Sometimes you get just what you want. Sometimes you've had it all along. Sometimes you don't know where to go. Sometimes you're not supposed to know. What do you want? What do you want? You have to get it on your own. Your mother's headed to Kentucky for a while. What do you want? What do you want? You have to get it on your own. Someday and sometime. Some people live life from the heart. Some people find that much too hard. Some people know where they belong. Some people decide to move on. What do you want? What do you want? You have to get it on your own. Your mother's headed to Kentucky for a while. Ashes, grain, dry as dust. Return to the earth someday and sometime. Thank you.
so much. That's Raina Gellert. I'm Scott Miller.
Scott Miller and Raina Gellert. They got an EP called Codependence. And Scott's new record also includes Raina and the band Big, Big World. Yeah, one of our favorite songwriters right there. One of our favorite fiddlers, too. Scott Miller and Raina Gellert. Special hello to you if you're listening right now over KENW, Port Talis, New Mexico, or KDAQ, Shreveport, Louisiana. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio for the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Radio. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage on NPR.